أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فكلوا مما رزقكم الله حلالا طيبا واشكروا نعمة الله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون إنما حرم عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فإن الله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 114 and 115 of Surah An-Nahl. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the city. Some have said it was pertaining to the city of Makkah, that Allah had given them their sustenance from different avenues. Goods came into Makkah, and the people of Makkah didn't have to make much effort in order to sustain themselves. But فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ, they were ungrateful to the various ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala once again addresses the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the reciter of the Quran, you and I. Allah says, فَقُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا, then eat from that which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has sustained you, that which is halal, that which is pure. Allah's one bounty and favor upon us, that Allah had made haram all those things that are impure, all those things that are detrimental to us. Allah had excluded that, Allah had made it haram, Allah had kept whatever is halal is pure, and hence in this way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showered His innumerable favors upon us. So hence Allah says, Washkuru ni'matallah, and be appreciative, be grateful for the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun, if it is Allah that you worship. Here Allah used the word ibadat, and Allah ta'ala used the word shukr. Many commentators, ulama have stated that shukr constitutes a very great portion of ibadat. A person makes ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a person makes dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, but one part of it is to make shukr and to appreciate the very great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here the shukr will be for whatever Allah ta'ala has placed in our taqdeed, in our rizq, and of course the shukr is also for the fact that Allah has given us this beautiful deen by way of halal and haram. Innama harrama alaykumul maytata, certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made haram upon you carrion, wad-dama, and blood, walahma al-khinzir, and the flesh of swine, wama uhilla lighayrillahi bih, and those animals that are slaughtered in any other name but the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of sacrifice, the name of Allah has to be taken, Bismillah, then only it becomes halal. Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is imperative. And hence, if an animal is slaughtered in the name of anyone else but the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then that animal will not be halal for consumption. فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ, now that person who becomes in a difficult, constrained situation. Ya ittarra actually refers to a person that is hungry, there was no food, days have passed, and now that person is forced to that circumstances that it is life and death. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for that person, two conditions, غَيْرَ بَغْ وَلَا عَاد, without transgression and without the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there is no other food that is available to a person or to a community. There is absolutely nothing, and only these that have been mentioned above, or anything else that is haram that is available to the person. Then number one, not before the time, and number two, not consuming it excessively. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as that person consumes it, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is Ghafoor, Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving, Rahim, Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. In other words, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive that person. But please remember, Allah Ta'ala didn't say it is halal. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala still keeps the rule there that it is not permissible, it is impermissible consumptions, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will overlook it and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive that person. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.